every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yeehaw!
Good morning, y'all.
I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Man, it's been so busy. Jennifer and I just snuck the horses out one day last week. It's been a long time. That's some lonely horses. Thank goodness you get over there every once in a while.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to my house.
Just listen to the wind.
Your weekend wake-up call.
Let blow.
Arizona homeowners happy place.
Sand over my
Saturday morning tradition for 30 years.
Woo!
I got my saddle.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do it, but somehow, some way, we're going to pull it off again. One more Saturday. We're going to pack 10 hours of information in about a 4-hour broadcast. We're going to be talking in the 10 o'clock hour details about windows, the role windows play in your life at your home. 9 o'clock, of course, will be open hour. Any project you're trying to tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you'll dial in, ask us the question. We'll do our very best to get you the answer that's appropriate for your neighborhood in Arizona. 8 o'clock hour, we've got Arizona Farm Bureau coming in. That'll be a kick. Are we talking garlic wine?
Well,
is there
garlic,
such a thing?
Garlic is in harvest right now.
Okay.
So each month when we bring them in, we're highlighting something specific that's in harvest.
Oh.
And we never really covered garlic on the program before. So
no,
we
haven't.
For this year.
No, we haven't.
But our garlic grower from Crooked Sky Farms, he is so busy with all his community's supported agricultural. He's got 15 different sites where they've got produce and vegetables out. He's got only a short window to join us. So then we've got a vineyard from Cottonwood joining us to talk about the wine industry for the second half of the
that's
hour.
That's all today at 8 o'clock.
And of course, hour.
That's a packed hour. And, of course, the 7 o'clock hour is whatever we want to talk about. We were able to drag an old friend here into the studio, Mr. Robert Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. Still don't think that's a job.
I'm looking around this room and I'm thinking the same thing.
I still don't think being editor of Arizona Highways Magazine is a job. That's a hobby.
It's a privilege is what it is.
Yeah, boy, what a great job. So what are y'all up to at Arizona Highways right now? I'm looking at the last couple of issues here and the one you just brought in. This is a pretty special issue right here.
Yeah, we sort of stopped the presses, so to speak. A good friend and longtime contributor, Jerry Jack, started shooting for us in the 1950s. So he's been we've been buying photos from him for parts of 7 decades. And so we had this idea to sort of do an issue dedicated to him. And then unfortunately he passed away in the process. It's a remarkable issue. You know, some spectacular photography in there, a lot of good old Arizona Highways history. It's a typical issue for us, but it's a tribute to somebody who really, you know, I write in my column that, you know, we talk a lot in the office about our Mount Rushmore, who would be the four the four faces up on that monument, and we can never really come to any consensus in the office, but one of the names is always Jerry Jack.
Just an Arizona rancher.
Yeah, he was a rancher up in the New River area. His parents homesteaded. Jerry was born here. His parents homesteaded up there by Anthem and New River in that area, and in the 1930s, came out here in the late 20s and worked hard. He had a career. He was worked for the Sheriff's Department and the Justice Department, and along the way picked up a camera and became one of our established photographers.
Can you share with the listeners the story of this cover photo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So Walpi, which is the really iconic spot up on the Hopi Reservation, the oldest, longest occupied civilization in North America, at least in the United States. And so it's and the Hopi people are very reticent and resistant to photography, always have been and still are. And photographers are respectful of that. And so Jerry, who spent a lot of time up on Navajo land and Hopi land, had established a rapport with the folks up there. And so he had convinced one of the tribal elders at one point to let him make a photograph of Walpi, which hasn't happened. Ansel Adams has a shot, and there have been a few shots that are impressive. But so Jerry, you know, made his case, and this elder, they were driving along in Jerry's pickup truck, and they got to the spot that Jerry wanted to make the photograph, and Jerry leaned out the window and set his camera on the rearview mirror of the truck, sort of thinking he was just going to get this establishing shot. So he did that, and then he was stood up to get his tripod out, and the elder was like, "That's it, buddy." And so you're one and done.
We said you could take a picture.
Yeah, right. One picture. And when you
and that's that picture.
It's that.
Wow,
is that incredible?
I don't think he could have beat that shot.
Well, no, I think it was some sort of intervention there from something greater than all of them around, because it's arguably the best photograph ever made of Walpi.
It's a great shot. Now that's in an upcoming issue.
That'll be in our April issue, which should be subscribers should be getting that any day now.
And that's the entire issue is dedicated to Jerry.
Yeah, the whole issue, cover to cover, which we've never done that before either. This, you know, we've been around for 94 years, and it's the first time we've dedicated an entire issue in this way.
What a wonderful tribute to him.
Well, any consumer of your product knows the man.
Yeah, his name is very familiar, I think.
Yeah, plastered over all of y'all's work. Never knew him. Knew his wife. Never met Jerry. I knew his wife's family, mm-hmm. the Esseries. I guess they were the next door ranch.
Yes,
right
they
there
were.
In New River.
Yeah, Jerry and Lois Essery met when they were, I think, 6 years old, and you know, married each other and had 64 years of marriage together and wonderful life. And Lois is was very actually instrumental in helping us dig through some of the archives to try and dig up some old photos. Jerry was an accomplished accordion player, and he had some swing bands and things back in the day. And we have some great old photos of him in there playing. He played the bass as well. He was sort of a Renaissance man. I'm probably sounding a little hyperbolic about this man, but he was truly a wonderful man. And, you know, when you do these kinds of issues, you talk to all the people around in the industry and people who knew him, and he was, for all his greatness, he was probably the most humble man you would ever meet. He was just real down to earth. When he got wind that we were doing this issue, he called me up, and his line was, "Well, you must be pretty desperate for content down there." And that really kind of sums him up.
Well, what else are y'all up to? That was a consuming project.
Yeah, you know, again, we didn't plan for it to the degree that we got into it, but I have an amazing team, and everybody rallied, and again, the help of the family, we really put together something. Not, you know, and it wasn't, we had to be cognizant too that we didn't just want to make this, you know, about us and the family. We put our readers and their interests, of course, have to take priority over everything we do, and so it's an absolute typical Arizona Highways issue. It's just got a lot of variety in it based on, you know, with a common theme. Other than that, we just sent off our May issue, went off to the printer 2 days ago, and we're focusing on the Colorado River.
Aha.
So lots of, you know, issues and stories have been done from up on the rim in different places on the canyon, so this one is dedicated exclusively to experiences along the river. And if anybody's, you know, if any of your listeners have ever, you know, rode the river, it's really one of the most remarkable experiences any human being can have.
Well, legally, it's going to be in the news a lot. I think water and the budget are the two things that are totally consuming the legislature right now.
Yeah.
They've got like 7 or 8 water
bills
up for negotiation right now.
Yeah, there's always things going on up there. And then, you know, there was the lot of the debate about the development that was, you know, going to happen or not happen up there. And so, you know, it's been an ongoing issue. I mean, I've had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with superintendents at the Grand Canyon, And everyone I've known has told me that they spend about 95% of their time just trying to protect the canyon from all the different things out there and threats and water rights and things like that.
Well, it's going to be in the news a lot, but just the water content, now that we're back in a dry year, last year it was not a problem, right?
Right, yeah. It was. We had a blessing last spring.
Yeah. So what are you doing when you're not at the desk right now? Have you had time to get out?
I have not, frankly, had too much time to get out. I'm itching to hit the trail again, and that'll be happening probably in the next couple of weeks. I've been a little bit... consumed. We're doing a new book. I'm actually working on a couple of different books. Grand Canyon National Park, not the canyon, of course. That's about 1 billion years old. But the park itself will turn 100 on February 26 of next year. So we just passed the 99th birthday of the park. So we're working on a book related to that and what I'm doing, because our history, our timeline is almost identical to that of the park. So I've been curating our archive, and so we're doing a book about Arizona Highway's coverage of the Grand Canyon National Park over the last 10 decades. So I've had the thrill of looking through every story we have done about the park, and man, there's some great old stuff back in there. And it's interesting when you go through some of those things is, you know, a lot of the experiences are the same as you'd have today, but just the way people had to do things, you know, just getting down to the river back in those days when there weren't trails and the first, you know, explorers. Today's actually the anniversary of the establishment of the U.S. Geological Survey back in 1879, and John Wesley Powell, who, of course, is famous for running the river, he wasn't the first director of USGS, but he was the first significant one. The first gentleman was in there about 20 minutes, and then Powell came in and took that job and, you know, really helped map a lot of the West. But, you know, a lot of the stuff he did in the canyon and how they had to get into places and stuff, it's fascinating reading these old stories.
It's fun reading the old stories about the magazine. I want to talk when we get back about what was the magazine when it started.
Ooh, very good.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all.